Returning to Morocco now and the impact of Friday's earthquake, the Spanish government has said it will send search and rescue teams and aid to the affected areas, having received a formal request for help from Morocco. A number of countries are also assembling teams to support search efforts and to provide other assistance. Dr. Claire McCaughey from Bangor in County Down lives in Marrakesh and works at a private hospital there. She spoke to us earlier after finishing a night shift.
There's trauma, obviously. A lot of that, the Ministry of Health and the military here, you know, it's what the military are trained to do. They have their major incident protocols. Obviously, none of us have ever experienced anything on this scale before, but that those protocols do kick in, the military kick in, and the Ministry of Health try to coordinate all of that. And so everything is coming down into those big the public health centres. And then in the private sector, then we are trying to just release a little bit of the pressure there and take off some pressure. So my colleagues in the public hospitals, you know, I cannot speak highly enough of them. They are just working tirelessly, seeing huge numbers of casualties. And then we're taking on what we can do. So last night we're seeing things, you know, traumas, head traumas, fractures, all sorts of things like that. At this point as well, we're over 24 hours since their injuries. So then you start to see some more complications of that. And one thing actually last night that we started to see that I just hadn't anticipated and wasn't particularly prepared for was other complications that aren't just trauma related, but for example, several heart attacks because people are so anxious and so worried. And another thing, people are still sleeping in the streets. People are still terrified to go back into their homes. As I was coming home at 5 a.m. this morning, the streets and the pavements are still lined with people just sleeping anywhere in the open air, getting out of their homes. And we've seen a few things, health related things, because of that. For example, scorpion stings, you know, because people are sleeping in gardens where they're not used to. So there's a lot of other things that nobody anticipates and nobody plans for that we're seeing as well.
And that was Dr. Claire McCaughey from County Down speaking to us from Marrakesh.